Hello.
Yes, hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care. Is this Vera?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I'm just calling back in reference to, I see you called into our agency looking for a home care for Renee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, okay. So I just want to discuss the intake process with you, you know, so we can you can see what it is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there are two steps that we need to do before the case can start. So number one is that we need your paperwork in. We need to get you in compliance with our agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second part is that we'll need to request the authorization from the insurance company. ICU had spoken with Mimi, and she tried getting your service coordinator on the line. But
right.
You weren't successful. Yeah, so I'm going to try reaching them too. You know, just to let them know that you'll be coming with our agency.
Okay.
And regarding your paperwork, so I'm going to send you a text message with everything that you need.
Okay.
But let me just, I'm just going to explain to you what it is like. So there are a few links that you need to complete, forms. You can just do it. I'm going to send you the link, so you can just complete it there, and it comes straight to us.
Okay.
And then for the TB test, did you get one done within the last year?
Yeah, I don't know. I need to maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay, so check if you...
Okay.
If it's within the last year, we can probably accept it, but if it's longer than that, you'll need to get a new one done. If you do need a new one, we can help you schedule that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like that, you can call me back and... You know, let me know that you want to schedule it with us.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check my paperwork and see when the last time I got it, because I think I've been with the other agency for going on what 3 years, 4 years, and I got it when I worked with them. So I don't think it's gonna be current. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. So you want us to help you schedule one? Or you first want to check?
Yeah, let me check. I will definitely check.
Okay, so you check, and then you can call me back if you want to start your schedule.
So, what's your name again?
My name is Ruth, and this is my direct phone number.
Okay, 7426 is your last four numbers. Okay.
Yes.
7426, Ruth. Okay, I'm going to save you in my phone.
Okay. Okay, good.
And I'm going to check.
Yeah, so let me just tell you about the rest of the application. So we'll need your IDs, which is, do you have a driver's license or a picture ID?
Yeah.
Okay, what about a social?
Yeah. Social security card?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I have that.
Yeah, so just send a picture of both of these. You can reply to my text that I send you later.
Okay, so I will be sending all this to you tomorrow, bro.
Tomorrow? Okay, not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and for the last thing...
don't I have to talk to the service coordinator first and make sure everything, I'm a little... Because I think she has to... How does it work?
So actually how it works is that the service coordinator is going to need to confirm with you. You know, the patient is the one that can make these decisions, and when I let the service coordinator know, they say, okay, I'm going to confirm with the patient, and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
So if I let them know that you want to switch, then they'll give you a call, or they'll give Renee a call, and they'll just confirm, hey, are you switching to Family First Care? And if she says yes, then they'll just send us the authorization for whatever day you request.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so that's not a problem.
Okay. I know I was asking me about the vacation day, you know, just benefits, if it's a bonus. I know I'm coming from another agency, but like questions like that.
Mhm. Okay. So about our benefits. So for full-time employees, we offer medical insurance.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then as for...
Not vacation?
So actually, I need to find out about that definite. I don't want to tell you anything before I double-check.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then as for the four main legal holidays, sure, we pay time and a half.
Oh, after, yes, all right. Yes, because I know with the one that I'm with now, I have vacation.
You have vacation.
And holidays. I don't need medical.
You don't need medical. Okay.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to find out definite about the PTO.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you everything. Actually, one thing that I did not mention for the application is that we need proof that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. Do you have anything? It can be from a old ID to, you know, any bill or bank statement, any letter.
I'm sorry, but what now?
So it has to be proof that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years.
Oh, not my license?
So if your license was issued 2 years ago, then that's fine. That's perfect.
My license, I do have bills in my name, but... Yeah.
Yeah, your license has your name, but we also need to see that you were living in Pennsylvania already 2 years ago.
Okay. So,
that's besides for your license.
So what would do that? A bill, I guess.
Yeah, so any bill, or basically it needs your name and it needs the date and with your address. So whatever has these three things, meaning that it's dated for 2 years ago, it's fine. You know, some people just send in an old ID that they have. Some people just send in a bank statement.
Oh, I think I do have an old license.
An old license. So that would be perfect.
Yeah, I think I do have one. I don't think I threw away my license. What else did I have to ask you?
So you just need one. You just need one. So if you have that license, then that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. And is there a bonus?
Yeah, so we could do a bonus of possibly $150 for sign up.
Okay. And you answered about you said you got to check into holidays and vacation.
Right.
You told me it's weekly, $15.
Yes, it is.
And so how does your check in and out process work? Because every agency seems to be different. Someone should have.
Did you ever use the HHA exchange app?
I use that, but it's only connected to my sister's address and my address, because a lot of times it's easier, like it's getting ready to snow.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was, you know, rather than having her not be attended during snow, because nobody can drive in 20 inches of snow, I would bring her to my house. So I have been allowed to use my address, or do you have it set up where we could check in and out, excuse me, wherever we are?
So there is another option of using the client's phone, but I wouldn't be 100% sure about, you know, if it's allowed in your home or not. That you really have to discuss, you know, once you're in it. And you'll have to discuss it with coordination. But, you know, I believe there's a way to work it out.
Work which one out? Where you can sign in and out wherever you are, or sign in and out from my home and her home?
So both of these. So I'm not 100% sure about that. You know, I only do the intake. I don't do the actual clocking in and out.
Who does that?
That's coordination.
And who's coordinating? Is that through your,
yes, that's
is
our
that
agency.
Lorna?
Is
that my service coordinator? Would I do it through my service coordinator or?
No, so actually.
Somebody within your office?
No, somebody within our office. It's just a different. Just a different department.
Oh, a different department. Okay.
Yeah, but if you'd like, I can find out for you.
Okay.
Do you want me to find out and let you know?
Yes, please.
Okay, not a problem. Okay. So I'm going to let you know when I have an answer for that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And do you have any questions? Any more questions before we go?
Did you say, I don't know if I asked you, is there a probation period?
In the beginning? No, no. It's generally when you start, you're in it.
Oh, okay. So there's no, because I've already been with an agency, so it's like, I'm kind of feeling like I'm starting off.
Oh.
So I don't want to have to feel like I'm starting all over, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, once you're all signed up and we have the authorization, you start, you know, regular. You just start clocking in, you start working, getting paid, everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a text message with all the application requirements, and you can just reply to that with whatever documents you have.
Okay.
And then you might get a call from Monica. She's the one from HR. And she'll probably follow up on your paperwork. So if you get a call from her, just know who she is, okay?
Monica, so you're going to text me everything you said?
Yes, I'm going to text you everything, this number.
Okay, perfect.
Is that fine?
Yes.
Okay, great. So any questions you have, just give me a call, and I'm going to let you know on that, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.